This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was a big day at the United States Supreme Court yesterday, and I'll give you great details on everything regarding that decision. And today's another decision day. The Supreme Court added another decision day. Based on how they ruled yesterday on guns, my spidey sense tells me that they are going to, in fact, rule in favor of Mississippi and their 15-week abortion ban, and thus, in the process, overturn Roe v. Wade, which is, of course, going to be monumental, no doubt about that. Now, whether or not they'll do it today or not remains to be seen. But the meltdown that is taking place right now after the Supreme Court's ruling. So what did they rule yesterday? Bottom line is this. In the Heller decision many years ago, the Supreme Court affirmed an individual right to bear arms. You know, there was a question of whether or not this was a militia right. It was never a question for me, of course, but, you know, was it a militia right or was it an individual right? That was really the question back then when they had D.C. v. Heller. D.C. had basically made it impossible for an individual to have a gun. And the argument from the perspective of the government at the time was, listen, it's very clear in the Second Amendment that the word militia is there. And therefore, then this is a militia right. So, you know, you don't have an individual right. If we ever need you for the militia, you know, we'll call you, but otherwise. And in Heller, the court affirmed an individual right, and it was a great ruling. And it was a fantastic ruling written by the great Antonin Scalia. And in that ruling, what they did was they went through and they pointed out that at the time of the writing of the Second Amendment, it was very well established what a militia was. It was comprised of individuals with firearms living their life who were then called upon to serve in the militia. It wasn't that the government said, hey, militia, show up, and then handed out guns. In fact, the right to bear arms actually predates the Constitution in a big way, as all of our rights do. Natural rights. Rights, if you believe, as I do, that you just have your rights, the government doesn't hand them out like candy. You know, the Bill of Rights isn't the government saying, hey, listen, here's 10 rights. Go enjoy yourselves. The Bill of Rights is the states taking the time to write down our natural rights that we have and reminding the federal government, hey, you can't take these away from us. That's the Bill of Rights. If you want to break it down in a nutshell, it's a bunch of guys sitting around a bar in Philly or Boston drinking a lot because the water was dysentery back then. So they drink grog, you know, and the beer, and it was not the same. It was, you know, some good stuff though. But anyway, and they said, listen, we have these rights. They were all young, strapping lads. You know what I mean? They're all fired up. And they said, we have these rights and you can't take these rights from us. Here's what we're just going to write this down to remind you of what our rights are. All right. So don't mess with us. We're the people. We're creating you, federal government. And in the process of that, we want to make it very, very clear that you can't take these rights from us, all right? So that's a good thing, a very good thing. And in the process of that, they all had guns. I mean, all those founders had, all of them, they all had firearms. They were all packing heat. You know, they go to the bars and had them with them. They had cannons. They had all these things. And they put down the right shall not be infringed. You know, you can at no point ever take away our guns, period. And the reason why, among other reasons that they found in Heller, was because at some point, you know, yes, we are the militia. We, the people, might be called up, but we also may be called up to fight you at some point. So, you know, we're going to keep our guns. And that's the way it was. Unfortunately, we treat the Second Amendment now, as Justice Clarence Thomas put it, as really like a lesser amendment, you know. It just doesn't have the same weight or gravitas as the other amendments. We don't really consider it to be a real amendment. It's kind of, you know, it's there. But I mean, all these restrictions around it that you don't have with any of the other amendments in the Bill of Rights, all these rules and all the ways they make it out of reach for people. And what Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinion yesterday was, listen, you know, we don't take these other rights and say you can only enjoy them when you're at home, you know, that you only have them at your house. I mean, think about it from the this case came down to, can you leave the house with a firearm? Can you leave the house with a gun? Bottom line, that's the question. And New York made it so incredibly restrictive to do so that the answer was no. But remember, backing up to when the Heller decision came down a decade ago or so, the question was, do you have an individual right to bear arms? The court said, yes, you do. This is not a militia right. This is not a government right. This is an individual right to bear arms. The text at the time and the writing, and they did a great job of looking at the commas and where the commas went, and to look at the phrasing of the words and the conjunction and all of it. You know what I mean? And they did the clauses and how they were writing at the time to come up with the idea that, yes, this in fact was no question about an individual right. So if it's an individual right, how do you just leave it at home? And that was really what the court was dealing with in this particular case. As Justice Alito had asked the question, if I live in a dangerous neighborhood and I want to go outside and protect myself, isn't that enough? Isn't that just enough of a reason for me to be able to carry a gun with me when I leave the house? Thomas went a bit further. He said, look, imagine if we took your other rights and said you can only have them at home. Like, imagine if you can only challenge the government from the privacy of your home. But the minute you left your house, that right is gone. You know, in public, you could never say a bad thing about the government, for example. But if you're home, you can. You know, you can write a letter to the editor. You can phone a friend. But if you were in public, that right didn't exist. Can you imagine that? You know, or imagine if your right against unlawful search and seizure did not apply in public. So the minute you left the house and you're walking down the street, at any moment, the government can stop you and search you and search your person's papers and effects. It's a right that only applied in the walls of your home. That'd be ridiculous, and nobody would ever think that was okay. But yet with the Second Amendment, that's exactly what they were saying. They were saying that, no, listen, you have this right, but only in your house, okay? And if you want to enjoy the right outside your house, you better prove that you are worthy. You got to prove that you're worthy to us. And people said, well, I shouldn't have to prove that. It's my right. Why should I have to prove that to you? Great question. And the answer is, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to prove it because it is your right, as you just said. Now, it's a fantastic case. It's a fantastic decision. I think it's outstanding. And actually, it's interesting because even in the dissent by the three justices who were against this, and obviously they went off the rails, and the people are going off the rails today. Keith Olbermann saying, hashtag ignore the court. You know, ignore the court, just don't pay attention to it. We're going to now pack the court. We're going to turn around now, and we're going to make the court our court. I mean, as they are ratcheting up the rhetoric now to turn around and say, we are going to make the Supreme Court into a basically supermajority legislature, so this never happens again. And in New Jersey, where this now, New Jersey has this justifiable need standard. If you want to get a gun, as my friend who was a prosecutor put it, you basically have to bring the person who's threatening you to the police station with you and say, listen, I'm being threatened by this guy, right? And the guy has to turn around and go, yeah, it's true, I'm threatening him. And that's about it. I mean, that's how hard it is for you to get a gun in the state of New Jersey. Many years ago, my friend John Drake sued over this issue. He is a guy that puts money in ATM machines and takes money out of ATM machines. That's his job. In Pennsylvania, he had a permit to carry. In New Jersey, he did not. They would not give it to him. They said, you don't have a justifiable need. Just being around lots of cash is not enough. So even though he's a target for criminals, they said, well, it's not enough. His case went all the way up to the Third Circuit, and the Supreme Court did not take it at the time. And I think the theory was that at the time, they just didn't have the votes. So they passed on his case. But his case is exactly like the New York case. And what the justices ruled yesterday in saying that you can't have this restriction on an individual right to carry a gun outside the home is going to apply in the state of New Jersey as well. So what needs to happen is, what's going to happen, I assume, is somebody is going to apply for a concealed carry permit in the state. They'll be denied, and then they'll sue. And then a judge is going to have to rule that New Jersey is out of line based on the ruling that just was handed down yesterday in New York. And any state that has these ridiculous standards is also out of line. Any state, any city, anywhere that they have in place a mandate that says you've got to prove your need to be able to have this gun. You know what I mean? And Justice Alito did a fantastic job torching the liberals' dissent in this case. And he really, because the liberals went on with this. So they cited statistics of gun deaths and everything like this and nothing to do with the actual case. And in his dissent, in his writing and their dissent, he said, I reiterate that all that we decide in this case is that the Second Amendment protects the right of law-abiding people to carry a gun outside the home for self-defense, and that the New York law, which makes that virtually impossible for most New Yorkers, is unconstitutional. That's it. Ordinary citizens frequently use firearms to protect themselves from criminal attack. Defensive firearm use occurs up to 2.5 million times a year. Do you know that? About 2.5 million times a year, people use guns to protect themselves. And all that the justices did yesterday was to say, yeah, we affirm that the 14th Amendment's pretty clear here. You know, states can't stop you from enjoying your rights in the Constitution. You have this right. Enjoy it wherever you want to be. Be lawful about it, obviously. And then some of the doomsayers out there, there's going to be a Wild West, you know, shootings in the streets. New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday came out and said, we cannot allow New York to become the Wild West. Hey, listen, dude, New York is the Wild West. And it isn't because law-abiding citizens. It's because of criminals. Philly is the Wild West right now. And it's not because law-abiding citizens who can actually, and of course, in the state of Pennsylvania, they can conceal carry. We already have it here. And we don't have lawlessness from law-abiding citizens. We are the Wild West, but it's criminals using illegal guns. So anyone who's out there today going on about how this ruling by the Supreme Court is going to turn blank place into the Wild West, it most likely already is because of criminals with illegal guns. And in places that already have concealed carry, and there's many states around the country that do, that have the ability for you to carry a gun outside the home, you don't have law-abiding citizens shooting each other left and right. They're not sitting there at diners angry at each other and just blowing people away. I didn't get my fries. They're cold. Boom. It doesn't happen. It happens in cities by criminals who are holding illegal guns committing crimes. It doesn't happen with law-abiding citizens who can conceal carry, as we know very well in Pennsylvania. So it's a great win for freedom. It's a great win for liberty. And there's so much more to digest about it. Now, the bad news about yesterday is that very, very late last night / early this morning, the United States Senate passed their gun control law, which has red flag laws in it, which are very, very problematic to liberty and to due process, and will essentially turn people into criminals based on future crimes that have not been committed yet.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.